News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Thousands of Atlanta area commuters are facing a tough drive today and perhaps for weeks to come after a massive fire closed a portion of Interstate 85 in Atlanta. That fire caused part of a bridge to collapse.
Atlanta Fire and Rescue says it's the first time they've seen anything of the kind. All of their firefighters are okay after a portion of I-85 northbound collapsed. A raging blaze in the heart of Atlanta and a key freeway corridor in the southeast. Early reports are the intense flames came from a large amount of PVC pipe or fiber optic cable that had been stored under an overpass. I'm Drew Nelson in Atlanta.
So far, congressional committees have not accepted the offer from former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to come testify in exchange for a promise of immunity.
Flynn's lawyer saying in a statement, "General Flynn certainly has a story to tell, and he very much wants to tell it, should the circumstances permit. No reasonable person who has the benefit of advice from counsel would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution."
Correspondent Sarah Murray. It's been 2 weeks since the allegations that a 14-year-old Rockville High School student was raped in a school bathroom made national news. Last night, parents had their first opportunity to directly address the school board.
"Your number one responsibility is the safety of our students. And there was a failure there."
Parents and community members had a chance to talk about the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl by illegal immigrants at last night's Board of Education meeting.
"We're enrolling thousands of new students, sometimes for good reasons, but we know very little about them."
Board member Rebecca Schmondrowski.
"We can have as much preventative efforts as we can, and unfortunately, sometimes bad things are still going to happen."
Yesterday, the superintendent announced plans to review security measures at all schools starting in April. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County authorities, meanwhile, are looking into reports that the two teenagers charged in that Rockville High School rape are gang members. Pictures found on the phones of 17-year-old Jose Montano and 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Milian reportedly show them flashing gang signs. But attorney Andrew Jezik, who represents Milian, says,
"That was the first time I ever heard that. My client completely denies being associated with a gang in any way."
A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Montano later this morning, but it's expected to be postponed a week. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants the federal government to increase funding for Metro. In her State of the District address last night, Bowser asked for more money.
"Increasing the federal government's financial commitment to Metro would be a big win for the district and the entire region. And I am confident that Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is the woman who can deliver."
The mayor is also asking President Trump to hand over to the city land now controlled by the National Park Service, including the RFK Stadium site. Mayor Muriel Bowser also wants control of the Franklin Park in downtown Washington and the city's three public golf courses. Bowser has said she would like to build a new stadium at the RFK site. That 20-year-old woman who got into a confrontation with police near the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday reportedly cursed at the officers and said she had tried to run them down. Prosecutors have charged the woman as Mia K. Hill. They say her alias is Talia Everett. That was the name police initially gave to reporters on Wednesday. Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris is holding a town hall on the Eastern Shore today. Harris will talk to his constituents at Chesapeake College in Y Mills. Harris is the only Republican in Maryland's congressional delegation. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,728, the Nasdaq at 5914. Sports, the Wizards take on the Jazz in Utah tonight. The Caps are in Arizona. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose to wrap up their Florida schedules. The Nationals scheduled to play the Red Sox in exhibition action this afternoon at Nationals Park. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage. The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters northbound coming out of Old Town Alexandria, heading up toward Reagan National and the 14th Street Bridge. That's where we had a very serious crash before the 14th Street Bridge. Four cars involved, so for the second time they needed to stop all traffic to rearrange the vehicles and get the tow trucks in there, and that's why we have such major delays too. As you come out of Old Town Alexandria over to Route 1, we'll pick up a lot of the bailout traffic. That's the alternate for you to head into Crystal City and up on toward 395 in that stretch. For 66, it's just been about the volume, just in Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, much better. 123, if you heard me talk about the crash on Chainbridge Road, 123 north of George Mason University, it's gone, and so are the delays, so you can use that. We're very slow, Maryland and Annapolis. The accident's still in place. In on 50 as you approach the Severn River Bridge, and northbound 5 trying to get out of the Clinton area and push up toward the Beltway, northbound 5 before Allentown Road with crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the rain today. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers, even some drizzle around this morning when it's not raining harder. This afternoon, some of these thunderstorms may have a little pop to them. Not expecting widespread severe weather. 64. Tonight, rain tapers off as showers, 49. Then we get the sunshine tomorrow, but still some clouds around 61. Plenty of sun on Sunday, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Leesburg, 43 in Rockville, 45 degrees in Washington. A professor is under fire for a tweet complaining about someone else's kindness to a soldier. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this rainy Friday morning. Joining us at 7:05 will be Richard Georgina from the Concerned Montgomery County Taxpayers to discuss school security. He was also at a rally last night, and he'll tell us about that. At 7:35, it's Washington Post political reporter Robert Costa. He will be joining us. And at 8:05, it's Maryland Delegate William Folden. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And join us on the line right now is Lieutenant Colonel Coney Schaefer, a former CIA intelligence officer and author of a New York Times best-selling book, Operation Darkheart, Spycraft, and Special Operations on the Front Lines of Afghanistan. Good morning to you, Colonel Schaefer. How are you?
I'm very well, Brian. Good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Man, there is a ton of stuff we need to unpack here today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there. Everywhere you look, there are stories about Russia, collusion. Was the Trump administration being spied on by the Obama folks? And, I mean, it goes on and on and on. But I want to start with David Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. We know that he went to the White House. He looked at some documents. He came out and said, yes, there is evidence, indeed, that the people in the Obama administration were monitoring the activities of the Trump campaign and the Trump transition. There's no doubt about it. And then the questions seem to be about, well, how do you know that? Who showed you these documents? Who were your sources? Blah, 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 blah. Well, now we apparently know that who the sources are. They are identified in a number of stories as Ezra Cohen Watnick and Michael Ellis. What do we know about these guys? You know some of these fellows, right?
Well, I do know some of them. I don't know these folks in particular, but I know that they're staffers who actually had access to these databases. And Brian, let me be clear for this, and you have a very enlightened audience in this issue. Most of the audience understands that the information these guys were talked about with Chairman Nunes has to do with information that the executive branch, that is to say the executive branch of government, does not normally share in any great detail with the legislative branch. Just probably, I would suspect, 8 people in the House of Representatives and the Senate who actually are read in to these programs. So it's not extraordinary at all that these individuals as whistleblowers would contact the congressman and say, hey, here's the smoking gun. So I think I agree with Sean Spicer on this. We need to be much more focused on the content of what was shown other than the mechanism that got there. Because as a former whistleblower, look, Brian, I know for a fact as a whistleblower, you become the issue over whatever you're talking about. And it's just never good to do that.
Look, I totally agree with you on that. I think it absolutely is important that we notice, pay more attention to what the intelligence reveals rather than how Nunes, in a procedural way, come to see the intelligence.
Right.
But you say a whistleblower, and he's been, and Nunes has described the person who shared the information with him as a whistleblower.
Right.
Can you be a whistleblower if you're on the inside of the administration working for President Trump and not have President Trump know what you're doing?
Well, yes, absolutely, you can. This meeting apparently happened at the old executive office building. It's not the main White House. I've been there, and that's where they keep the most sensitive stuff. And let me put it this way. Basically, anybody who's in civil service, military or civilian, has to take an oath of office to be loyal to the Constitution of the United States and the people of the United States. Your obligation to basically report on wrongdoing does not go away simply because you work for the President of the United States. And there's a political aspect. These guys had to come forward. They had to put it into the hands of someone who would do something about it. And again, I've been down this path, Brian, so this is not strange to me. But I think we have to understand that we're in Washington. Everything is politicized no matter what.
Yeah, I would like to switch over and discuss Mike Flynn for a little bit here.
Sure, Mary.
The Wall Street Journal cited officials claiming that his attorney, Robert Kellner, has made an offer to both the FBI, the House, the Senate Intelligence Committees that he will testify in exchange for immunity. Why does he need immunity?
Well, I there's a little bit of mystery here. I want to see the actual documents before I make a judgment if he asked for immunity. What I understand he asked for was basically a path forward to relate the information he has. I think, I was on another network a few minutes ago. I think this is like an episode of Seinfeld. You've got a George Costanza-looking guy over CNN making stuff up, and everybody else is like a Kramer just throwing stuff out there. So I'm very curious about the context of those discussions. And let me, and Mary, as I said to Brian, everything in this town is politicized. And Mike Flynn, going after Mike Flynn was a blood sport for about 30 days. And I understand completely how Mike would want to have some level of assurance that whatever he shares cannot be turned around and used against him in some form. So whether it be limited use immunity, I don't know. But I can understand exactly what he's asking for based on the context of the political backdrop of everything that's going on.
It's interesting that you say that because John Parkinson, who has a verified Twitter account, there's the check mark next to it, apparently with ABC, says that Jack Langer, spokesman for Chairman Nunes at House Intel, quote, "No, Michael Flynn has not offered to testify to HPSCI in exchange for immunity."
Right. So I think there's some real questions about the story. I don't think we have all the facts yet.
Well, even if there is a request for immunity on sub-level, maybe it's in his conversations with the FBI. I noticed that Greta Van Susteren, who's a legal analyst and an old friend of mine, has tweeted out this morning, "I know for many this is a hard fact to believe, but innocent people sometimes need immunity, not just the guilty."
That's correct. And again, Brian, look, you and I have been around this town a long time. And anybody who goes up on the Hill or has to deal with the FBI have a potential of becoming wrapped up in whatever bad thing going on. So I don't believe for a minute. I mean, think about this, too. By now, if there was some tidbit out there that was significant regarding the Russian relationship, it would have already been leaked. Ms. Farkas went on MSNBC the other day and admitted that they'd been targeting this. So trust me, if there was something out there that linked directly Mike Flynn to the Russians and that Russian contact linked back to President Trump, we would know about it already. That does not exist.
And let's just stop and talk about big picture for a moment.
Yeah.
I mean, there are two tracks here. One is, was there collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians? The second one is, was the Obama administration spying on the Trump folk? Look, of those two questions, I think the evidence is beginning to suggest that there is a tremendous amount of evidence suggesting that indeed the Obama folks were spying on the Trump folks. But when it comes to the issue of Russian collusion, there is a whole laundry list of people who have looked at the available evidence and have walked away and said in a very definitive way there is no evidence of collusion.
Right, and I think that's the issue. Brian, I mean, how long are you going to beat the dead horse? And back to your point regarding the Obama collection, why else would President Obama loosen the restrictions of what we call raw SIGINT, that information, Brian, that comes directly out of collection with people like John Brennan and others which we're not allowed to see it before. And, of course, that goes with the unmasking. Why would President Obama do that? And that, to me, is circumstantial, but very clearly indicates that President Obama was knowledgeable of whatever was going on regarding the unmasking and sharing of information. It's just no president would do that at the very end of his presidency, other than to do something to be political. And that's why I'm looking at that.
Well, it certainly dovetails with what Evelyn Farkas has said, is that she was worried and others were worried the information wasn't going to be seen by enough people, that it was going to be destroyed once the Trump people came into office. So they made a move to make sure that a lot of people had access to it at the very last days of the Obama administration. That seems to be absolutely without any doubt a fact.
And Brian, it would have been leaked to the New York Times or NBC in some form had they found some tidbit linking Mr. Trump to the Russians. There's no doubt about that.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Always a pleasure.
Thanks,
ever checking time. It's always time to check on traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In a morning like this, you know it's going to be busy when we have the rain showers moving through the area and the wet pavement, so extra time. Be very careful and safe this morning on the George Washington Parkway. We'll begin there northbound right across from Reagan National Airport. That's where we had the multi-car crash. It looks like they're starting to let some traffic get by again, but I'm really looking at a continuous backup as you come out of Old Town Alexandria, passing Bashford Lane. So get ready for the long haul or even over to Route 1. That could serve as your alternate, but that will take you extra time too. All right, around the Beltway we go. No incidents reported through Tyson's, topside normal backups through Silver Spring into Annapolis Route 50. Still dealing with the crash, but looks like the last tow truck has arrived in on 50 as you approach the Severn River Bridge. Stay to the right to get by. And northbound 5, Branch Avenue before Allentown Road prior to the Beltway for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Get ready. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be rainy all day. Maybe before it's all over with today, 1 to 2 inches of rain, some of it heavy. There could be gusty winds in some of these thunderstorms. So, you know, be ready for what's going on. Be weather aware. Now, tonight, the rain will continue in the early hours. Maybe another half inch tonight, an overnight low of 49. Tomorrow, Saturday, breezy, pretty cloudy, high of 61. And on Sunday, looks like it's going to be a fairly nice day. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Thursday in Greenbelt. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
.717 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. We are continuing to cover the story out of Rockville, Maryland, that has grabbed so much attention over the last few weeks. And last night in Rockville, there was a rally among those who are concerned about security in the schools. Joining us on the line, someone who was there, involved in that rally, Richard Jurgunny, who is a spokesperson for Concerned Montgomery County Taxpayers. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. And you?
I'm very well. Okay, so tell us what happened last night at this rally, and what was the point that you were trying to make?
Well, you know, before I ask that specific question, I'd just like to take a quick pause. I'm the alleged rape incident at Rockville High School was appalling, and I just want to let the young girl and her parents know that my prayers go out to them.
Okay, we appreciate that.
The rally was partially about that, but primarily the rally was about the fact that we have such some problems with the security in our public schools.
Well, specifically, what are you concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned because I'm a grandparent. I have an 11-year-old granddaughter in the public school system, and there seems to be a complete collapse in the Rockville situation. I suspect in some of the other schools.
You know, we're having real problems with your phone right now. I wonder if we could ask you to reestablish with our producer, Heather Hunter, because it's very difficult. If you can get to a place where we can hear your cell phone a little better, it'd be greatly appreciated. We'll continue to talk here for just a moment while that takes place. There was a rally last night, and look, there are two things going on. There, of course, is this case of the alleged rape in Rockville and the two suspects. Yesterday, by the way, a bond hearing on the 17-year-old. His lawyer came in and made the case that we have some text messages that suggest that this was consensual sex. And the police officers who were investigating the case also provided evidence through the prosecutors that they have some evidence of text messages between the 18-year-old suspect and the 17-year-old suspect, which suggested that they had planned this whole thing in advance. And so at the end of the day, the judge, who was asked to release or lower the bond on the 17-year-old individual, decided to leave him in jail without bond. So that was one of the developments. The other story, that of course, is that there was a 17-year-old girl apparently attacked in Rockville High School, and the police were not initially contacted by that, and some parents are concerned. Mr. Jurgunny is on the line again with us. So very quickly, tell us what happened last night. How many people were there, and what message do you want to leave with Montgomery County officials?
Well, we had about 10 or 15 people there with signs and very concerned about the security in the school system. One of the things that I just don't think we're getting our money's worth out of our school system. They have a $2.5 billion budget. And then something like this happens. They have all kinds of cameras in the schools.
What about the idea, Mr. Jurgunny, what about the ideas? We had a caller pose this idea a couple of weeks ago when this story first came to light. They have all the cameras in the schools that you just mentioned. We know that they are not monitored. They go back afterwards to look at them after there's been an event. And someone said, well, what about having people volunteer, take some training, and volunteer and go into these schools and take shifts monitoring these cameras? Is that something your organization would be a approaching the school board about?
Well, I don't know. I would think with the money that we're spending, we should have professionals who would be able to do that. But now that you mention the cameras, my question is, why, if there is a remote area of the school, was there not a camera there?
Yeah, and that's, of course, one of the questions that they're looking at now in this complete review of the situation there. They're going through every individual high school, and they are now looking at the security plan in all 25 high schools in Montgomery County. Mr. Jurgunny, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it. It's now 7:22.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
There's still time to enroll in the UMUC MBA program starting April 5th. Our advisors can
help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have a lot going on with the rain and drizzle, the poor visibility, so just plan for that. It'll take extra time. Be safe. Over near Route 5 Branch Avenue, a couple of things going on. First, if you're coming off of the Beltway from the inner loop, if you're coming south inner loop to go on to Route 5 southbound on that exit ramp. I'm looking at the crash along the left side of the ramp. That's why I have the slowdowns there. And trying to get to the Beltway on northbound Route 5, we are still jammed to the crash before Allentown Road. Not completely cleared out of the travel lanes yet. Same story with 50 trying to get into Annapolis. This long-standing incident. And on 50 as you approach the Severn River Bridge, still left side. So a lot of flashing lights there. Around the Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring, slowing. And 270, it's been about the volume for you. The George Washington Parkway multi-car crash. Four involved on this northbound GW Parkway accident across from Reagan National Airport. Still in the clearing stages, but you can slowly inch by. Jammed out of Old Town. Update sponsored by MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers CyberKnife, treating prostate cancer in 5 visits versus the 40 needed with traditional radiation. Visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's get the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing, we see scattered showers, the occasional thunderstorm coming in. Second part of the day, a marginal risk for maybe a severe storm or two. Mid-60s, I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It is now 7:26 on WMAL.
So comedian Rob Schneider, remember him from Saturday Night Live back in the day? He sent out an epic tweet yesterday, 2 days ago. He sent it out on the 29th, and he said, 2010, Dems lost the House. 2012, Dems lost the Senate. 2016, Dems lost the White House. 2017, Dems lost ability to reason. It's it's not Russia, it's you.
Wow.
It's kind of like that. What was that movie, the book that was really popular? He's just not that into you.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody breaks up with you, no, it really is you. That's it. He became a Republican in 2013. Mm-hmm. He said the Democratic Party no longer serves the people of California. He is quoted as saying the state of California is a mess and the supermajority of Democrats is not working. And his tweet, now this screenshot is on 29th of March, where it had almost 30,000 retweets.
Yeah. Here's the thing about it. I mean, if you ever do Twitter, if you ever do the Twitter machine thing, you know you got to get it in 140 characters.
Which is hard.
It's hard to do. This guy tells an incredible story and makes an incredible point in a very efficient way in 140 characters, and it's one that is very memorable, it's to the point, and it's one of those at the end of it you go, good point.
And I'd like
he makes a great deal of sense.
And I'd like to point out it's also the reason why he's no longer working in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's probably true, too. It's 728 on WMAL.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement?
Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming up in just a moment, political reporter Robert Costa with the Washington Post. Right now, time for the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington,
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington,
a Cumulus station,
where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Firefighters remain on the scene of a fire in Atlanta that has caused a section of an Interstate 85 bridge to collapse.
They've even gone so far as to bring in 2 crash trucks from Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. These are the ones that normally would respond to any kind of aircraft disaster. There's still 8 more back at the airport, so don't worry. But they've got 2 of them here, and one of them is still pouring foam onto whatever is burning down below I-85.
Correspondent Martin Savage, the interstate, which carries 250,000 cars a day, is a major north-south thoroughfare through Atlanta. The escalating controversy surrounding intelligence community findings that Russia meddled in the U.S. election is now focusing on arguments over how Republican Congressman Devin Nunes got to see intelligence reports.
The New York Times and the Washington Post also reporting that one of the individuals who let Nunes into the White House was brought on by former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Both newspapers also reporting that Flynn's successor, General McMaster, wanted to fire this staffer, but Steve Bannon and Jared Kushner stepped in to prevent it from happening.
Correspondent Suzanne Melveaux. Montgomery County prosecutors say they have evidence suggesting that the 2 teenage illegal immigrants charged in the Rockville High School rape case were also MS-13 gang members. But attorney Andrew Jezik, who represents 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Milian, says his client is not a gang member.
Kids these days flash a lot of different signs, which can have many different interpretations.
The other suspect, Jose Montano, will be back in court later this morning for a preliminary hearing. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,728, the Nasdaq at 5914. Sports, the Caps visit the Arizona Coyotes tonight. The Wizards are in Utah. The Nats and O's end their Florida exhibition schedules with losses. The Nats are supposed to play the Red Sox this afternoon at Nats Park. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners earn a few battle scars every now and again. 30 years ago, when I didn't know any better, I handwrote paychecks for my employees without withholding payroll taxes. Battle scar. Then I tried to give my employees 1099s at year end instead of correctly giving them a W-2. Battle scar. And let's not forget those times I messed up their payroll taxes. More battle scars, which inspired me to create simple and affordable payroll for U.S. business owners with 1 to 100 employees. Patriot Software's payroll starts at just $10 a month. We will help you get set up for free. We provide U.S.-based support for free. You don't have to make the same mistakes I did. Let us help you. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from Michael T.
The older you get, the less salt you should have. Everyone knows that.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. In older people, a low-salt diet could actually be bad. It could result in a lack of thirst, which leads to dehydration. Also, getting the right amount of salt can help reduce confusion or loss of cognition.
That is actually pretty awesome.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Definitely have some tough spots out there this morning for everyone with the rain, drizzle, road spray. Extra time, patience, and be safe here. North on Interstate 95. It's been about the volume. Heading up toward Aquia now. Also the Occoquan and pushing up toward the Capitol Beltway. But I haven't had anything reported along the way. In the Lorton area on Telegraph Road, southbound at Minneville Road for the crash. It's been a tough ride on the George Washington Parkway heading toward Reagan National northbound side. Had a four-car crash, and they're still in the clearing stages, so it's not all gone yet. And you can tell because you're sitting in the backups, leaving Old Town Alexandria, picking up a lot of the bailout traffic. This is northbound Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, and pushing up toward the Potomac Yard area. Another tough spot has been Route 5, Maryland, northbound 5, before you get to the Beltway, before Allentown Road for the crash. And also 50, trying to get into Annapolis, jam. Inbound 50 before you get to the Severn River. Stay right to get by the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers, even some drizzle around this morning when it's not raining more steadily. And maybe some strong or severe storms, especially this afternoon. In the mid-60s, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Leesburg, 43 in Rockville, 45 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Do you hate people who drive too slow in the left lane? So does Maryland Delegate William Holt Fulton, who will be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. He's got a piece of legislation that will address that situation. It's an interview you don't want to miss. It's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Robert Costa. He is the national political reporter for the Washington Post. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So President Trump infamously now tweeted out, the Freedom Caucus will hurt the entire Republican agenda if they don't get on the team and fast, we must fight them and Dems in 2018. Yet just the other day, he said he was willing to work with the Democrats. He hasn't come out and said he's willing to work with the Freedom Caucus. What is his end game in fighting a section of his own party?
The president's disappointed with the Freedom Caucus. When I spoke to him last week by phone, he said he couldn't really believe the anger. Those were his words about the factional politics within the House GOP. He thought the party in his young presidency would fall in line in many respects behind his agenda, in particular on health care. But the Freedom Caucus is something the president has never dealt with in his life. He's been a transactional deal maker. These are ideological purists. And he's really simmering with frustration about their unwillingness to bend.
Can I just divert for a moment? Because I read your article about getting that phone call from the president. Can you just sort of share with our audience? You're just walking along and your cell phone rings. Tell us what happened.
I made a request to interview the president about a week before that, not expecting any call or any interview. Haven't interviewed the president on record since he became president. But at 3:30 on Friday, right as the bill was supposed to be voted on in the House, I get a call from an unknown number, and it's the president. And he says immediately, "Hello, Bob, the bill's been pulled." And I just start taking notes and writing up the story immediately on my computer. Thankfully, I was in an office, not all walking right on the street.
Good. Yeah, but what a surprise. There was no indication the call was actually coming from the White House, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's fine. I find that's awesome. A fascinating story. All right, so listen, there's so much talk right now about this Michael Flynn story. And the thing that I keep coming back to on this stuff about Russian collusion, and then the other line of questioning and the people are curious about is, was there any real evidence that the Obama people were looking into the activities of the Trump transition or the Trump campaign? The thing I keep coming back to is everybody seems to be focused on the process of how this information is getting out, but not so much about what the information is.
Well, that's true. The process has become something under the spotlight, but there's been a real turn of events in the last 12 hours. The Washington Post, the New York Times, and other outlets have reported on specific names of people within the White House who helped Devin Nunes, the House Intelligence Committee chairman, acquire information or learn more about intelligence information. And Nunes says he's acknowledged these conversations and meetings with people inside of the White House. But Democratic critics say this kind of relationship between the House Intel Chairman and the White House is inappropriate, and it's brought the whole Russia investigation by the GOP Congress under fire.
Is it possible, and I'm asking because some have suggested that this would not be unusual for somebody who works for the administration, who has found information they feel like should be shared in a whistleblower capacity, to share that information with somebody in the House Intelligence Committee, and the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, without the knowledge of others in the White House?
Context is everything here. It's true that the congressional committees often look to whistleblowers within the administration, even those within the intelligence community. But Democrats allege that Nunes was provided information as a way of spinning the story that it wasn't so bad, the relationship between Russia and the Trump campaign last year, and also that Trump campaign people were unfairly surveilled by the Obama administration and picked up in intelligence reports. And so it's all about interpretation and context. Democrats see one thing, many Republicans see another.
But that's going to be shared with both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees now, we're told, by the White House. If what Nunes has said was in those documents turns out to be what is in those documents, what happens then?
Well, it depends on how much we really learn and how much both people see when they come over to the White House and they view that information. Who was surveilled? Well, we learned that. Whose names were picked up, if any names were picked up? During the course of surveillance, was it Donald Trump himself, the then candidate? Was it Steve Bannon, Paul Manafort? And what was the context of these surveillance memos, if there were any? That's everyone wants to learn more. Both sides seem to want to learn more.
Do you feel Nunes is being transparent enough? That's a complaint of the Democrats.
Nunes said he wanted to protect his source. I spoke to him repeatedly in recent days, and he said he didn't want to give the names of the people at the White House because he framed them as whistleblowers, as intelligence sources. So he hasn't been candid about who these people are, that is for sure. But he still maintains that he's doing what he needs to do as Intelligence Committee Chairman to gather information.
Could he be more transparent, though, I guess? Are the Democrats, do they have any kind of juice here with saying that he is not being transparent?
It's certainly something that Nunes has become a daily story. You can't turn on cable news without Nunes. And he has been cagey.
All right. So, what about the idea that Flynn wants some immunity to testify before House Intelligence?
Big story.
Yeah. Well, and there's some confusion this morning because there had been somebody who was reporting that I believe was the House Intelligence Committee says, "No, we haven't had any request for immunity from anybody related to Mike Flynn."
Well, so, that's true. The people who really grant immunity, that's the Justice Department.
Right.
House Intelligence Committee can't really grant immunity from prosecution. That's not within the jurisdiction of a congressional committee to grant immunity. They can really just subpoena people. So what the Flynn lawyer said is, we worked with the Justice Department in order to testify, hope we can get immunity. And it was a fascinating statement from Flynn's lawyer. I mean, you can interpret that many ways, that statement. And we said, General Flynn, quote, certainly has a story to tell.
All right.
Well, and that's morphed into he wants immunity in exchange for his story.
We'll have to leave it there. Robert Costa with The Washington Post. It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It is 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Annapolis, let's go Annapolis area, on 50. Very slow this morning, still with the crash cleanup. Inbound Route 50 as you approach the Severn River Bridge. Looks like still that left lane blocked. And not only is 50 in big tie-ups, and you're hitting the delays well before you even get to the option for St. Margaret's Road, then everyone's bailing out on the St. Margaret's Road, and that's not moving either. So plan accordingly, extra time, or wait this out until they can get it all reopened for you. Beyond, we're good through Bowie and up through to the Beltway. For Beltway delays to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road, topside through Silver Spring, through Annandale, stop and go. Now Route 5, another area we've been struggling this morning, Branch Avenue, leaving Clinton, just jammed northbound 5 toward Kirby Road. The crash as you approach Kirby Road before Allentown Road, that's what's causing those delays there. So that's on the way to the Beltway. And the George Washington Parkway had multiple cars involved in this crash. Four vehicles, one ended up on its side, so still dealing with a lot. Northbound GW Parkway near Reagan National Airport. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the rain today. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers, even some drizzle around this morning when it's not raining harder. This afternoon, some of these thunderstorms may have a little pop to them. Not expecting widespread severe weather. 64. Tonight, rain tapers off as showers, 49. Then we get the sunshine tomorrow, but still some clouds around 61. Plenty of sun on Sunday, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees at 747.
It is a sad day.
Oh, is it?
But yet it is also a happy day.
It's a day to both sit back and remember and a day to look forward
exactly
to what the future may hold.
You know what? On the happy side, I'll give you the good news first. It is National Crayon Day. Who knew? And who
crayons
does not love to color?
Crayolas.
You know, you see these adult coloring books that are out. I wish I had time to sit and color because I think it is very soothing and very relaxing. And who does not remember the smell of that box of 64 if you get it for Christmas? With the sharpener in the box, right? So cool. And you'd open it and you get that whiff of crayon. It's just a smell.
Mm-hmm.
So today is a day to celebrate crayons because it is National Crayon Day. But on the other hand, Crayola is retiring a color.
Why? Why do they have to do this?
I don't know why.
Why do they have to change things?
Well, apparently because the Crayola Hall of Fame only has 8 members, so they're trying to, I guess, maybe bolster the numbers. So they're adding another one. And they were going to do this big reveal in Times Square. I think there's a big Crayola store there in Times Square. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe there is. And they were set to announce the retirement. secret. They were going to do this Facebook Live broadcast. And this color, they gave a hint, is found in the 24-pack of crayons.
Okay.
So they wound up having to announce yesterday.
Why? I mean, now, and they said they had a big deal, big announcement.
Yep.
They're going to do a broadcast feed of this monumental event, and then they scoop their own story.
Well, because apparently someone posted on Twitter a pack of 24 with the big announcement that Dandelion was retiring on the pack of 24. So they might want to get their shipping and their messaging down at the same time.
So Dandelion is going away.
Dandelion's going bye-bye. According, the company said that Dandelion was a bright yellow hue. Mm. It had an adventurous spirit with a case of wanderlust. And the writer for NPR, I have to give props here, because they said, now Dandelion was introduced in 1990, right? And it's going to the Crayola Hall of Fame.
Right.
But can you live a fulfilling life and retire before the age of 30? And if it indeed has a case of wanderlust, how will those adventures happen if it is sitting on a shelf, not spreading its colorful demeanor to art projects everywhere?
I want transparency in this process. I want to know how they came to the conclusion that Dandelion was the color that should be retired.
Personally, I heard it was the Russians.
Okay.
It's the Russians. Notice there is no yellow in the Russian flag. Oh, there is. Never mind.
And probably somebody at Crayon is asking for immunity at this very moment.
But did you have like the big box of 64?
I had even the bigger box.
Only made 64.
Was 64 the biggest?
64 was the big one. Well, it had the sharpener.
Yeah. I had that, and I loved that. And then they would get down to be, you know, little nubs, you know, and you would continue to, and you had your favorite colors. What was your favorite color?
Heather. There was Heather. No, I look at it, and that's probably why I love our producer Heather Hunter so much.
You like that color?
I love that Heather, and there was another one that I really liked.
Midnight Blue.
You liked Midnight Blue?
Midnight Blue.
And my parents used to, when they get down to the bottom, so that we wouldn't want another box of 64. Every now and then, my mother would buy the imitation crayons, not the Crayola ones, and put them in the box.
No.
And they're worth the same thing. And we were kids, but we weren't stupid, because they have different wraps on them.
Right, of course.
And they don't color the same as the Crayola.
No, they're not the same.
They do not. You don't get the same coverage.
That's right.
I'm going to buy you an adult coloring book and a box of crayons.
Yeah, you know, you can go to, like, when you travel, you see a lot of people doing things like that now, in coloring books, because it's so relaxing.
It is very. I wish the day that I have that kind of time.
It is now 7:51 on WMAL. But it was all
yellow. Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LyftDC.com, and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza, or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
It's 7:53. You know what? It's time to see how your money's doing. Check in the news desk at CNBC. Here's Landon Dowdy.
Hey there, Brian. Good Friday morning to you. Well, the futures are pointing to a lower open on Wall Street after President Trump predicted a, quote, very difficult meeting with China's president next week, citing trade deficits and lost jobs. The president will sign a pair of executive orders today aimed at cracking down on trade abuses. The first calls for the completion of a large-scale report that will track trade deficits country by country and product by product. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department issues its February report on consumer spending, which accounts for roughly 70% of U.S. economic activity. Other economic data will be out on personal income in February and consumer sentiment this month. All reports are expected to show increases. And Walmart and Amazon are engaging in an all-out pricing war. It may be good for shoppers, but it's squeezing the makers of consumer goods. Recode reports Walmart is forcing brands to cut their wholesale prices in exchange for better distribution. This comes as Amazon is being more aggressive in matching or beating prices from other sites and stores. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, Washington homeowners, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you thinking about your future? How about your retirement plan? Listen up. Rental property earns you equity, appreciation, tax savings, and cash flow for the long haul, all while someone else pays your mortgage. The rent estate rush is here, and rents here in the D.C. area are on the rise. Now is the time to capitalize on renting out your home with Renters Warehouse. Get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Their rent estate advisors will find and warranty quality tenants in just a few weeks, meaning if those tenants don't work out for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, plus 24/7 property management for just one low flat monthly fee of $99 a month. So make your move into renting and invest in your future with Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, as we know, challenging for the commute anytime we have weather conditions like this. So just make sure you have plenty of patience and plan for the timing to get you to your destination. 66. Very slow, heading through Manassas towards Centerville. And I'm looking at the traffic cameras. It looks like right at the exit for eastbound to go onto 28 on eastbound 66. That crash mostly confined to the shoulder, but hectic nonetheless. Now, if you're going north of 66, we are jammed to go onto 28. The accident is going to be northbound on 28, north of Westfields Boulevard. And this is slowing westbound 66 now just to merge to go onto 28. George Washington Parkway has been a tough trip this morning, leaving Old Town Alexandria still jammed solid to Reagan National Airport. We had the four-car crash, still some of the activity there. One of the vehicles ended up on its side. A lot going on. Northbound 5, now watch for delays well before you get to 223 actually, and getting past the Walmart through Clinton and up toward Allentown Road for the accident. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. With the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around this morning, and we'll increase the coverage and intensity as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. Some heavier rainfall, some gusty winds with some storms, may even pop a severe storm, but not a wide severe weather threat. Mid-60s rain early tonight, showers later, upper 40s. Then the sunshine comes out for the upcoming weekend, low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees, 7:57.
Veritas Collegiate Academy is an international classical Christian school educating students from all over the world with a vision to graduate young men and women leaders who reason persuasively and articulate themselves precisely. Grade school students are trained in the art of communication with grammar, logic, and rhetoric. High school students receive a global vision and biblical perspective with an emphasis on math, science, and technology. They exercise analytical skills in composition, Latin, rhetoric, and thesis work presented at an international level. If you are interested in an education for your child, there are multiple campuses. A 32,000 square foot campus in Chesapeake, Virginia, an international campus in Beijing, China, and now a beautiful new facility. facility in Fairfax, Virginia. Tour their new Fairfax campus at the Big Open House and free picnic lunch April 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 1-866-LOGIC-33, 1-866-LOGIC-33, or visit veritasca.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 0101.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll speak with Maryland Delegate William Folden and a potential crackdown on those slow left lane drivers.
You've heard of Beyonce. What about Beyonce? Oh, it's going to be delicious. We'll tell you all about it coming up in